Hello, 大家好，欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文，我是木木。
This is Zelina.
好，今天节目的一开始呢，我想先教 Zelina 中文里面的一个词。I want to teach you an English word.
What's the word?
高高兴兴 which means extremely happy. 高高兴兴。
高高兴兴。
You have talent in learning Chinese.
Not too much.
就是这种 AABB 型的叠词啊，其实在英文当中也有不少。Just like walkie-talkie, 对讲机 do you know that one?
I know walkie-talkie.
And can you share another one?
I know one. It's lovey-dovey. It means someone is showing their love to another person.
Oh, I don't like this kind of person.
Ha!
就是非常多情的人 lovey-dovey, right?
Yes.
就是一个人对很多人都会表达他的爱意。So today, we're going to share some rhyming reduplications.
Yep.
Right?英语的叠声词，如果大家想要查看今天的笔记呢，欢迎大家在微信或者是微博搜索关注早安英文，回复笔记两个字就可以了。另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复福利两个字就可以看到了。第一种我听的频率非常的高，就是 okie dokie、怎么拼写的呢？ okiedokiewyWhen are we supposed to use that expression?
Okay, so you use it when you agree with someone、
mm-hmm.
or about something they said, or usually during a request or a comment、mm-hmm. or an action.、
就是当你比较同意某个人说的话，或者是对方提出一个要求，或者你要给出一个、建议的时候呢，给出一个评论的时候，我们就可以用这个 okie dokie. If the boss told me that, make sure you get that report in on time.如果我们平常生活工作当中老板交代一个任务说你一定要确保完成报告 Will it be appropriate if we use that expression to response?
I mean, you could use it if you're close to your boss. You're like, okie dokie, I'm on it.
But if、our boss is very strict with us.
Maybe just say yes, sir.
就是如果你和你老板关系还不错呢、平常开开玩笑说你要记得交报告哦，你可以说一个 okie dokie。 那如果是比较严肃呢，建议你还是就用 yes 就可以了。所以这是一个非常口语化的表达。 It's another way to say okay, sure thing, right?
Yeah, basically.
基本上就是差不多就是这个意思。好，我还听说过一个叫做 tittle tattle、do you know the one?
I know that one.
Is the one old? Is an old one?
Maybe a little bit.
Okay, 所以今天我们分享的呢，这个 Zelina 都说比较老的一些这个叠声词啦。Does it have the same meaning with the word gossip?
Yeah, basically it means gossip or idle talk.
Yes, idle 不是大家说的这个爱豆啊，它的意思是闲散的，所以这个 idle talk 指的就是我们平常闲聊。So, can we use this expression in writing?
I've seen it in literature,、but I don't think you should use it in a serious paper.
Yes, 所以我们还是尽量少用，虽然这个 Zelina 在一些杂志啊，或者是一些什么上面就看见这个表达、但是在一些比较学术性的这个论文啊什么，大家还是尽量少用这些叠词。So a lot of entertaining magazine is full of gossip and tittle tattle about the celebrity.
Yeah, that's a good example.
对，我刚刚就是造了一个非常好的句子，大家就可以这样子用。它的意思就和这个 gossip 一些、八卦呀有关系 ，tittle tattle。记得我小的时候啊，刚学英文的时候，我就学到过一个表达，特别特别喜欢啊，并且非常这个使用频率非常频繁，就是 a piece of cake.
That means that something's pretty easy.
That's right, 就是说某件事情特别特别简单。I've learned another one recently, which is easy peasy. Would you use the one in your daily conversation?
I've used it a time or two.
Just a time or two?
Just a few times. I like a piece of cake better.
原来这个没想到 Zelina 说啊，就是用这个同样也是表示事情非常的简单，就是这个 easy peasy， 但是呢他们会更加的喜欢用、a piece of cake. So it means very simple, right?
Yep, very simple or ridiculously easy.
对，就是简单到不行，非常简单。这个时候呢 I should make a sentence、to make you understand this phrase better. 造个句子让大家更好的理解。For example, my friend think putting on makeup is easy peasy.
Yeah, you could use that word or piece of cake. Both are okay.
两种都是可以用的。
All right, so I've got one for you. Do you know mumbo jumbo?
Mumbo jumbo sounds interesting. What does it mean? I don't think mumbo jumbo are two English words.
It's not really English. It means confusing or nonsense language.
Okay, but that expression sounds very catchy. Mumbo jumbo, mumbo jumbo. 但是它的意思就是说一些很莫名其妙的听不懂的话，我们把它当作一个名词用。So, Zelina, can you make a sentence with the mumbo jumbo? So, when to use that one?
Maybe if you hear someone speaking, you're just like, he's just saying mumbo jumbo. Or maybe if you think something that someone's saying doesn't make sense or isn't true, you can say, they're speaking mumbo jumbo.
Oh, they are speaking mumbo jumbo. So, it's a noun, right?
Yes.
Okay. 所以呢，我们就是可以把它当作一个名词来使用。节目听不过瘾，马上升级我们的会员，有超过600节从零基础开始的分级系统课程，一年内直播课无限量供应，包含发音、美剧、写作、阅读、学习方法，让你和老外无障碍交流。原价999元，限时特惠，一年只需629元。了解以及购买课程，请微信搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“会员”两个字就可以了。今天呢，我们聊了聊英语中的一些叠词，大家可以在我们的日常用语当中把它用起来了。
Yep, you can use it every day or you can find some new ones.
Yes, that's right. 那这期节目呢，我们就到这里了。我是木木。
This is Alina.
我们下期见啦。拜拜。
Bye.